Roska drevenele de Dios que te kene mano. Father, pray this prayer with me. Say, Holy Ghost, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for your power. Never leave our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You guys, just give Jesus a big hand, and then you guys can... Amen. You guys can have your seats. Thank you very much. Okay, at ECC, you're going to get revelation. Are you guys with me? Say with me, revelation. Say it again. Say revelation. We're going to minister this morning to you on, you know, what I thought of that is a must that we're beginning to do now is the fact that, you know, revelational prophetic teachings is missing in the body of Christ. I don't know how to explain it. It's good to have point by point teachings, and to have, and we do that. We give notes out and we say step one, step two, step three, step four. But the thing that grows people really is prophetic revelatory messages. That when it comes forth, when it is preached from the pulpit, that something in your spirit jumps up, or you grab a hold of it, life comes to you. And when you walk out of the place, even if it's one word, like today I'm going to teach you Ratsa. Say with me, Ratsa. Say it again, say Ratsa. Like an attitude, like you know what you mean, even you don't know yet. Just say Ratsa. There's a Ratsa anointing that's going to come upon you this morning, and I'm going to show you what it is. Are you guys with me? The anointing, let me first get to this, listen. The anointing, what is the anointing? The anointing is a tangible, transferable substance from heaven. I'm going to say it again, it is a tangible, transferable substance from heaven. Which means that it is tangible. You can touch it and you can feel it. Many of you will raise your hands during worship when there's a moment or a piece of the worship that's nice. It's because you can feel the presence of God. Are you guys with me? It's the anointing. Then you can get. It's tangible. It is a transferable, which means that the anointing can be transferred from one person to another. I can transfer it to somebody. I can place it upon somebody. It is tangible, transferable. Then it is a substance. Say with me, substance. It is thick. It is something that is a matter. It is a materialistic matter from heaven. It is substance. When a preacher preaches, you can hear if they have substance or not. Are you guys with me? Some people can preach and it is like dead, and it feels like there's just silence in the place. It's all awkward. Other ministers can preach and there's weight. Other ministers can preach and the presence of God fills the room. It speaks of substance. The anointing is a substance. When they tell you Christianity is not about feelings, it's all about faith, tell them to shut up. Are you guys with me? Yeah, I don't know if we have ECC crowd here this morning. The anointing is given to man for feelings. Faith is not feelings. But the anointing is given to man for feelings. And in the glory of God is God Himself coming into a place. But the anointing is given to man to demonstrate the attributes of God, to demonstrate the power of God. The anointing is given to man for man's sake. The glory of God is given to man for God's sake. I'm going to say it again. The anointing is for your sake, so that you can feel Him. Are you guys with me? If you're going to receive the anointing today, it is to feel Him wherever you're walking, whether it is to school, whether it is to work, where you're going, if you're going left, you're going right. You can feel His presence, His tangible presence upon you. You might say, Leon, but I don't feel it all the time. Then you're not anointed. It is as simple as that. When the anointing is on you, you can feel it. It is tangible. It is transferable. Wherever you are, you can release it to somebody. When King David became anointed, listen, when King David was anointed king over Israel, the Bible says that the Philistines sought him out. The enemy heard that he became anointed and they seeked him out. When you become anointed, everybody around you will know it. Even your enemy will know it. And they'll do everything to take you out, because you walk different, you talk different, you act different, you behave different, you worship different, you pray different. Everything about you is anointed. Come on. The anointing, listen to me. You can have your seats. The anointing is The anointing is, it's pieces of God being put on you. Are you guys with me? The anointing is God. It's a tangible, transferable substance from heaven, but it is in the Hebrew, it's Meshach, Mashiach, to rub in, to smear, and actually to massage into. Which means that it is taking a part of God and massaging it into you. That you can become so anointed that I taught you schematizo. How many of you remember that? Schema? Okay. So that you can be disguised under the anointing. That you can look like God. That the devil can confuse you for God. Are you guys with me? When Judas betrayed Jesus, they said to him, the Pharisees said to him, the high priest said to him, how are we going to know which one is Jesus? And he said, you will know that he is the one that I will hug, you will know that it's him. But what are you telling me? Are you telling me they don't know who Jesus is? They knew exactly who he was. But because his disciples was rubbing shoulders with him, was schematizoed by him, they no longer could tell the difference between the two of them or the 12 of them. They had to point out who he was. Become schematizoed under the anointing. Let the anointing cover you. Let the glory of God cover you. That you be so hidden. King David said, hide me in your secret place. Hide me in your presence. When you become hidden, listen to me. Listen. I think it is Psalm chapter number 63 or 43. It says these words. It says, as a deer panteth for the water brooks, so my soul pants after thee. As a deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants after thee. Are you guys with me? King David said it. When a deer goes to the water brooks, it goes to the water brooks for two reasons. Number one, because he's thirsty. If you're thirsty for the presence of God, you go to the presence of God. Are you guys with me? There's another reason a deer goes to the water brooks. Is that when he is chased by an enemy, by an animal, he runs for the water. Because as soon as he touches the water, his scent goes away and the enemy can no longer smell him. When you enter the presence of God, you become hidden. You become schematized within the presence of God. It is time to become schematized. That even Acts chapter 4 verse 13, they said about Peter and John, they said, who are these? That they should preach with such boldness. They are uneducated and untrained men. They must have been with Jesus. There's something that happens when you rub with God. His anointing come upon you. When he breathes upon you, even if you take a mic and you sing or you play an instrument, it changes. The anointing makes the difference. Are you guys with me? So with the light. Light comes by the entrance of God's word. It comes by giving, right? I've given you those two things. By the entrance of his word, by revelation. When this word finds an entrance into you, may you sit under the sound of my voice and may your spirit be open that you receive the word into you. Some people receive the word here. May your spirit be open to receive the entrance of his word. Chapter 119, it says, by the entrance of thy word, you giveth light. And the second thing is light comes by giving. Matthew chapter number 6, Isaiah chapter number 60, and Malachi chapter number 3, verse 8. So light comes by giving, and light comes by the word of God. But say with me, Ratsa. Say it again, say Ratsa. The Ratsa anointing. Listen, there's a difference between God loving people and God liking people. Are you guys with me? Can we teach? God loves everybody, but he only likes a few. He likes me in this place. Okay? He loves everybody. He sent his son to the world because he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But he only likes a few. It's like you're on Facebook. You only like the statuses of people that you like. Are you guys with me? That's why I get so many likes. I'm joking. God loves, and it'll come to a point now. It's all about the Ratsa anointing. Okay, it'll come down. You'll understand just now. And You know, I could thought, like I said, we're going to start a series, I think it's very important, we'll start a series called How to Spend Quiet Time with God. How to spend, but many people don't even know how to do it. We'll do a 3 or 4 week on it, and that is going to be very powerful. Mixed in with that, whether evening, whether morning, we're not going to tell you, is going to be spiritual substance, where we're going to touch on ratsa, anointing, razon, which is a higher level of ratsa, rayon, of visions, yetzer, nabat, hazon, mara. Are you guys with me? You have no clue what I just said now. That's the 5 dimensions of visions. Are you guys with me? Say with me, yetzer. Say rayon. That is how you create your future. Was it Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar, that was sitting on his bed, and he says, the thoughts that came into my head on my bed. King Nebuchadnezzar, a wicked king, he says, the thoughts that came into my head on my bed, the visions of the night were speaking of the year after. Now he said, I had visions on my head, on my bed, thoughts that spoke of the year after. Now a wicked king is saying, he's sitting on his bed, he's thinking and he's seeing the future. Are you guys here with me? A wicked king. How much more you with the Holy Ghost? That word visions there is what we call rayon. It's the word thinking, thoughts. Which means that there's a way of visions. People think I must fall under the power and have this great vision. No. There are 5 dimensions. One of the easiest dimensions of vision is to rayon. When you daydream. When you're sitting and you're just thinking and you're thinking and you're building your future. And you can't write exam. All you do is you're just thinking. What are you doing? Do you know you're actually going to do what you're thinking? You're thinking about that holiday. You're thinking about this. 10 years ago, all I was thinking is about where I am right now. Which tells me, where I am right now, I have the ability to build my next 10 years. Thoughts. Thoughts becomes visions. When I prophesy over people, when I stand in front of somebody and say, your name is this, I get it in a thought. Are you guys with me? Must I not tell them? Okay. Okay. 1 Chronicles, so that's the spiritual substance series, okay? That we're going to get into. So 1 Chronicles chapter number 28, verse number, let's go to 1 Chronicles 28, verse number 4. Let's get into Ratsa. Zedando. One Chronicles chapter 28, verse number 4. Okay, it says, howbeit, the Lord God of Israel chose me. Say with me, chose me. To be king. Chose me before all the house of my father. To be king over Israel forever. For he chose Judah also. He's like, Judah's chosen. To be the ruler over the house of Judah. But the house of my father and among the sons of my father, he liked me to make me, say make me, king over all Israel. King David said a very powerful statement here. Are you guys with me? He says, listen here, Judah has been given some things, but me, my father liked me the best. And because he liked me, he decided to make me king over Israel. Just because God liked David. That is it. I don't know if you guys are with me. That means nothing is impossible. Just get God to like you. Are you guys with me? King David says it right there. He says, listen, because you have liked me, you have made me king over Israel. And I'll show you his sins just now, the verse before this. Are you guys with me? Say ratsa. The word liked there is in the Hebrew, ratsa. So why do I term it ratsa anointing? Anointing means the tangible, transferable substance from heaven. It also means a supernatural ability. We need a ratsa ability upon our lives. An ability to be liked by God. Are you guys with me? So King David says, listen here, you have liked me. And because of that, you made me king over Israel. You have liked me. Say, God likes me. You have to get it into your mind. I don't know how am I going to get this into your mind. Go to verse 3 for me. But God said to me, now this is the verse just before, listen to this. But God said unto me, thou shalt not build a house for my name. So King David, you'll not build me a church, because you have been a man of war and you have shed blood. But then the next verse, God is like, I like you, David. I'll just make you king over Israel. You might not build a church, but I'm going to make you king over Israel just because I like you. Are you guys with me? Say with me, God likes me. The thing is, we need to find out how to get God to like us. Are you guys with me? King David, there's certain things that stood out on him. Let me go, wait. Let me go to another verse. We'll get back to this now. Go to Genesis chapter number 20, verse number 1. Are you okay? I know there's no notes this morning. Genesis chapter number 20, verse number 1. And Abram journeyed from there to the south and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur. Stayed in Gerar. Okay. Now Abram said of Sarah his wife. I'm going to see if I'm in the right place here. Now Abram said of Sarah his wife, she is my sister. Oh yes. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. So what was happening here is Abram was busy journeying and his wife was with him. Are you guys with me? And Abram was scared that if he was going to say that this is his wife, that they were going to kill her, or they were going to take her and sleep with her. So he said to her, he said, listen, let's rather, he spoke to his wife, he says, listen, rather say that you are my sister. So Abram lied. Are you guys with me? He was a liar. Say rather that you're my sister, and I'll say that you're my sister. And the Bible says that Abimelech took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, behold, thou art but a dead man, for the woman which you have taken, for she is a man's wife. I want you guys to listen to me. But Abimelech had not come near her. And he said, Lord, will you slay also a righteous nation? Said, did Abram not say unto me, she is my sister? And she even herself said, he is my brother, which means that even so, we see Abram lied. Are you guys with me? We see that Sarah lied. We see number two, that Abram had no discernment, which means that he couldn't see that if he would have said this is his wife, that the enemy, that they would have not slept. He had no discernment that God would have intervened on his behalf. So he had no discernment. And number three, Abram had fear, which means that he was fearful and he just told his wife, listen, imagine you tell your wife, act like you're my sister and just go with a man so that he doesn't kill me. Just be your sister. Because if he was married to Sarah, what they would do in that custom, they would kill the husbands and take the wives. Are you guys with me? So Abram was scared, fearful of his own life. He's a coward, okay? He should have stood up there. Out of all these things, God still comes to him, to Abimelech, the wicked king. Listen to this. And he says, and he said to God, she even said, he is my brother. And then he says these words, in the integrity, say integrity, of my heart and the innocency of my hands have I done this. What the hell are you talking about? I don't know if you guys read the Bible like I do. You're not yet, you will get there. Are you guys with me? What integrity? Do you mean you go and steal people's wives and sisters, sleep with them in the integrity of your heart and in the innocence of your hands? Are you guys with me? Okay. You won't get this anywhere else. Huh? Next verse. And God said to him in a dream. Now this is what messed me up more. Yes, I know that you did this in the integrity of your heart. Are you guys with me? Integrity is not what you think it is. This man goes and takes women, takes sisters, sleeps with them. And God says, I know you have done this in the integrity of your heart. King David sleeps with another woman, commits adultery, causes hundreds of people to die in an army because he wasn't there. Lied to the husband of that, oh no, put him in the front that he dies. Lied to God, lied to the, until the prophet a year later came and addressed David. David was a mess, yet he said these words, "My integrity has preserved me." This should set some of you free today. I hope so. Are you guys with me? Say with me, integrity. Integrity is what is true to you in your heart. If for this man, everything was right to take women and sleep with them, he did it through in his heart. He had integrity in his heart. I know it's going to mess you up, but your Bible doesn't say otherwise. Am I saying you must do it? Absolutely not. So don't be stupid, and it is a sin because you know it is wrong. But this man that God said, because you did this in the integrity of your heart. Are you guys with me? So where are we? Now, verse 6. "For I also withheld thee from sinning against me, therefore suffer thee I not touch it." Verse 7. "Now therefore, restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet." Say that with me. Say, "He is a prophet." This man lied, was full of fear, had no discernment, this prophet, yet God is saying, listen here, this is a prophet's wife. Restore it back to her very quickly. Restore it back to him very quickly. Are you guys with me? God did not even condemn Abimelech about taking people's wives. He did not even condemn Abram on being fearful or a liar. Abram had success and God was backing him because he was liked, number one. Number two, because of his position. Are you guys with me? When you understand who you are in Christ, when you understand who you are, the Bible says, are you not God's? Jesus says, must I not remind you that you are God's? Is that too much for you? Is that for the evening service, people? Huh? If you don't want to catch this, you'll get nowhere in life. I have made you a new creation. All things have passed away. All things have become new. A new creation. That word new creature in the Bible is kainos. It means a never existed before creation. A superhuman species. That's what it means in the Greek. Something that has never existed before. God is saying, I have made you, I've taken away everything that is in the old, and I've made you brand new, something and someone that has never existed before. I don't know if you guys are with me. With superhuman abilities, meaning that you become supernatural. That's your new creation. That's your new identity. That's who you are in Christ. That's who you are in God. When you walk into your work, into your business, into a job, into an employment where you're going to have an interview, you walk in there knowing the God that lives and breathes and moves and have his being on the inside of you is the one who created your boss. When you walk with that, you exude authority. Are you guys with me? Listen. Restore to her now that you show that you shall surely not die. Say die. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Amen. There's many, like I said, there's many people in the body of Christ that's coming against other ministers, and it breaks my heart to pieces. There's a scripture that says, you know, taking communion, taking the Lord's Supper, many have died for taking it unworthily, not discerning the Lord's body. And we would think that verse means this. We think it means, I must now sit with my cup and my piece of bread. I must close my eyes and I must now discern the Lord's body. I must now try to see the Lord's body. Come on, how many of you have done that? Be brutally honest, okay? I must now look at the Lord's body. And then I must now forgive. Where does it say you need to forgive everybody? It doesn't say that. Obviously, we need to forgive everybody. But we've made up certain things. I must ask forgiveness of all my sins before I take this thing as if you will be sinless. Okay? It's not what it says. He says those who have taken it unworthily have died, not discerning the Lord's body. The Lord's body. How many of you know Christ is the head? The church is his body. You get the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher as the gifts of the body of Christ. Those who have not discerned the finger, the hand from the foot from the eye. Those who are coming against this prophet, speaking against this pastor, coming against that teacher. He says, those have not discerned the Lord's body. They have taken it in an unworthy manner and died. Okay, we went way off the subject, where are we? You will surely die. Yes, so if you touch this man's wife, you will surely die because he's a prophet. You know, touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm. You know, as a church here, you know that we embrace prophets. Are you guys with me? You know that we love prophets, and Pastor Mark is a prophet. Prophet Angel that's been here twice is a prophet. One of the highest in my estimation. We love prophets. You will see me go on my knees. You will see me put their shoes on. I love prophets. I do not care if I'm an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. I love prophets. Because the Bible says, touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm. Do you know what that word harm means? It means if a prophet sits and you are walking past him and he just doesn't like the way you are walking, you're harming him in his heart. Unfortunately, God is into authority that is given to his body. Samuel, not one word you will say will fall to the ground dead. Okay, so Samuel can say anything and it'll happen. That's why I love prophets. Are you guys with me? And this church here will embrace prophets, will embrace the prophetic ministry. We will not come against, you know, when the second time when Prophet Angel came to surprise us here, about 30 people stood up and walked out. 99% of them were racist. If you stood up and you walked out, you're a racist. And heaven is far from you. And hell is close to you. And you can smell hell already. Brother, you're a racist. I don't know why I'm preaching. I'm just talking. So we will not touch God's anointed in this place. Are you guys with me? Abram lied. He feared. He prostituted his wife. Yet God says, that man is a prophet. If you touch his wife, you will surely die. Not die, you will surely die. Oh. Okay, I know there's some repenting going on right now. It's okay. You know, go through to verse 8. So Abimelech, at least I will tell you the truth. Are you guys with me? Is that verse 8? Okay, so Abimelech rose early in the morning, called all the servants, and all told all these things in the hearing. And the man were very much afraid. Next verse. And Abimelech called Abraham and said to him, what have you done to us? How have you offended you? How have I offended you? That you have brought on me and my kingdom a great sin. I mean, the man Abimelech was not wrong. He took the wife to sleep with her, but in his heart he was not wrong. He took the wife on the lie of Abraham, yet God still stood up for Abraham. It's because of grace, a measure of grace, position, and because God liked Abraham. Are you guys with me? I'll tell you now why I like him. You have done deeds to me that ought not to be done. This evil king is saying to Abraham, you are so bad, you've done all, why have you done this to me? Then Abimelech said to Abraham, what did you have in view that you have done this? Oh, then Abimelech said to him, what did you have in view? What did you think was going to happen that you have done this thing? And Abram said, because I thought, listen to this. This blew me. I tell you, I read what the Bible doesn't say. Because Abram said to Abimelech, because I thought, surely the fear of God is not in this place. Which tells me the fear of God was upon Abimelech's life. A wicked place could carry the fear of God. I've seen wicked people carrying the fear of God more than Christians carry the fear of God. I've seen wicked people will honor and respect me more than some Christians will respect because they understand a thing called the fear of God. And Abram said, I thought the fear of God is not in this place, but it definitely is in this place. That's why I was lying. Are you guys with me? The fear of God, listen to me. The fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. When you fear God, that is why the Lord came to Abimelech and said to him, listen, if you touch this woman, you will die. God gave him grace. God warned him. And he was a wicked king. Are you guys with me? Because I thought, surely the fear of God is on this place, and they will kill me on account of my wife. Next verse. So he was a coward, this man. But indeed, let me just check here. Yes. But indeed, she is truly my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And he became my wife. Blah blah blah. Anyway, next verse. It's so small that fonts, I can't read it. And it came to pass when God caused me to wander from my father's house that I said to her, this is your kindness that you should do for me. In every place, wherever we go, say of me, he is my brother. The man is a coward. Then Abimelech took sheep, oxen, and male and female servants and gave them to Abraham. Then Abimelech took cars, Range Rovers, property, servants, and gave them to Abraham. Say cave. I'm going to give you a secret here this morning. Are you guys with me? Here a wicked king knows the ability to give. God's people doesn't know how to give. He knows this is a prophet. Say these words. Say, God likes me. You have to believe it this morning. Are you guys with me? If Abraham in the old covenant could be part of a... who wasn't even a Jewish person, but he received righteousness, can be so in God's mind that he's a prophet, that he even lies, he makes mistakes, and because of all his mistakes, God intervenes and said, hey, but wait, that man is a prophet. I don't care what he has done wrong. Does that excuse sin? No. It is just saying, listen here, like even David shed blood, God still liked him. Even David committed adultery, God still liked him. Are you guys with me? We have to understand that whatever we do does not shape us or make us. It is who we are in Christ that shapes us and makes us. I am either a son and a daughter of the King, or I am not. That makes me my identity. Wherever I go, I know who I am. The enemy cannot touch me, cannot break into my house, cannot touch me, cannot come violently against me. Become liked by God, brother. Say, walk out of this place this morning and say, I am liked by God. Wherever I walk, every place my foot shall tread, the ground has been given unto me. Wherever I go, if I am liked, I am favored. I am the head and not the tail. I am at the top and not the bottom. I am God's favorite. I am the apple of his eye. I am liked by God. And you will see how your life will change. Are you guys with me? Am I speaking truth, or do you want me to say receive poverty? Receive the spirit of poverty. May you be full of poverty when you leave this place. Must I say receive prosperity? Prosperity in your business. Prosperity in your marriage. Prosperity in every area of your life. May prosperity exude out of you. It's a mindset change. We have not known the word of God. We have listened to religion and tradition. Are you guys with me? Dun, 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 dun. Now listen to this. And Abimelech took sheep, so he gave him. And Abimelech said, behold my land. Behold, my land is before you. Dwell wherever it pleases you. He even gave him property. Then to Sarah he said, behold, I have given your brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Indeed, this vindicates you before all who are with you and before everybody. So the wicked king even went and said, listen, I'm giving you these things so that you guys are vindicated. He had integrity in his heart. He was raping women, but he had integrity in his heart. Integrity is not what you think it is, huh? So don't be worried if God uses somebody that you think is the worst sinner. They might just have integrity in their heart and you might not have integrity in your heart. Integrity has nothing to do with sin. Thus she was rebuked. Next verse. So Abram prayed to God and God healed. This is the first healing in the Bible. So Abram, say with me, Abram prayed. And God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his female servants. Then they bore children. The prophet Abram still had to pray. Even though he lied, even though he feared, even though he had no discernment, even though he was a coward and he prostituted his wife, he had the ability just to open up his mouth because he knew he was liked by God. Are you guys with me? Let me tell you what these guys did to be liked. Say with me, liked. Liked by God. If there's one thing I want you to walk out of here today, it is to be liked by God. It is to be walking out and know the Ratsa. Say with me, Ratsa. The Ratsa anointing upon us, upon my life. The liking anointing. God loves the whole world. But me, when it comes to me, like King David says, I am the apple of his eye. I am his favorite of favorites. When I walk into a room, it is because of me. If anything happens in that business, it is because of me. If anything happens anywhere, it is because of me. When you have that mindset, you begin to attract that. I don't know. Listen. We are preaching a different gospel here in ECC. Not the gospel that will cause you to become a curse. No, no. A gospel that is causing you to know who you are. I have made you in the image and the likeness of God. That Paul can say, who has the mind of Christ, that he may instruct God what to do? For we have the mind of Christ. That's what Paul says. He says, for who has the mind of God, the mind of Christ, that he may instruct God, that he may tell God what to do? And then he says, but we have the mind of Christ, which means that we are in a place where we can tell God what to do. That you can bargain with him. You're in a place of counselship with him. You can, I don't know if you guys are with me. Why Moses? Why does God have to go past Moses to kill people? Who is Moses to God? That God has to go past him and ask his permission to kill people. And then Moses still has the audacity to tell God to repent. And God still has the audacity to repent and listen to Moses. What is this thing that is in a man that we have the ability to have dominion and rulership and move with God wherever we are going, having the hand of God upon our lives? When you have the Holy Ghost in you, you are in partnership with him. Are you guys with me? I have created you. Bible says in the book of Psalms, chapter 8, I've created you a little lower than the angels. That word angels is not angels. It is Elohim, which means that I've created you a little lower than God. Higher than the angels. Lower than God. Even the angels look at you and wonder, how does salvation taste? Even the angels look at you and wonder, how does it feel to experience a healing, to experience a deliverance? How does it feel? I don't know if you guys are with me. Even the prophets of old, the patriarchs of old, they said these words. They said, is it in Hebrews 11? Let me just get it here. Listen who you are. Tell me, say, I am liked. Let me just see if I can find it. Hebrews 11 somewhere. Let me just see. Listen. Hebrews 11 verse 13. Listen to this. These all died in faith. Say with me, died in faith. So you can die in faith, okay? Not having received the promises, the prophets before us, but having seen them afar off. They would see them through prophecies. They hear about it. They knew about it. Were assured of them. They were assured of it. Embraced them. And they confessed that they, say with me, they, say I. He's speaking about you. He says that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. They even recognize that you come from heaven, that your hometown is heaven, that you are just passing by. They could not even taste it. They could just see it afar off. Yet they said, we are jealous because we can see that these people that are coming, they're like pilgrims. They come from heaven and the earth, and they're going back to their hometown heaven. That is who you are. You are favored and you are liked. And this is the lowest level of liking. We'll still get to rason, which is at a later stage. That is the power and favor to possess. To possess land and to possess things. To take over wherever you're at. The favor of rason. The anointing of rason. That when Esther was standing with all the young girls in front of the king, All the young girls were 16 years old, 17 years old. And Esther was standing there, 75 years old, grandmother Esther. And the king was blinded by the beauty of all the others and could only see Esther because she had rason favor upon her life. Is the anointed to take over wherever you are at, in your business, in your workplace, wherever. Say with me, the anointing. Say it again, say the anointing. May you receive Ratsa anointing this morning to be liked by God, to be favored by God, to be liked more than anybody else by God. Just as you stand like this, whether you stand or sit, listen here, listen here. These are the things that cause God to like David or like Abraham. That's just what I went into now. Number one, we can see that David was a worshiper. Are you guys with me? He had no fear. He had only faith and he was only courage. Abraham had fear, but David had no fear. He would go to Goliath. He would say, listen, I can take out Goliath. I'll even make a business deal. What can you give me? And the king says, okay, you can have whatever you want. I want one. He says, I want one of your daughters. You can have one of my daughters. In one day, he became best friends of the president's son. Married the president's daughter, been given cars and properties in one day because he knew who he was and that he could take out Goliath. Don't let people lie to you and say he did it because, you know, who is this cursed Philistine or the Philistines or cursed armies of God? No. David was into business. He said, what can I give? I'm not going to take him out unless you can give me something. And his brother said, what is this pride in your heart? But yet he was the apple of God's eye. He was liked by God. Listen, number two, we see, number three, see that, that he was, number two, that he was courageous. Number three, that he always repented of his sin in brokenness, David. We see that when it comes to David, he had integrity. But one other thing that really stood out for me is this. David, we would see when he would travel, he would walk a few meters. The Lord will tell you sometimes only like 10 meters and we'll build the altar and give to God. And then we'd walk another few meters and he would build an altar and give to God his best. And he would walk another few meters and he would build an altar and give to God. Come on, let's give Jesus a praise offering. Say Ratsa. Say with me, say with me, say Ratsa. Say it again, say Ratsa. Say I receive Ratsa. The Ratsa anointing this morning.